Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I got the best coach in the world. Let's put it that way. And we have the best coaching staff in the world. And so you put the talent, the coaches, and the people that care. You can strive for anything. You can reach anything. You can go after any goal. And when you go out there in that football field, your belief is at an all-time high between players, between coaches, and you have outcomes like this.
If Spiegs were here, he would say, if you understand the song that this is underneath the soundbite, you might want to get your affairs in order. You're too young.
Doesn't everybody know this song?
What's the song, Alex?
People let me tell you about my best friend.
Yes. Yeah. Now,
see, Carmen knows it.
Yes. Now, do either one of you young people know where it's from? Ah, see?
No, I've seen it in, no, I off the top of my head, no, but I have seen it somewhere. Where is it from?
It's a theme song of a show called The Courtship of Eddie's Father.
Yeah, okay, now.
Which for us olds, that's why I'm saying you guys are too young to get that reference. And if you get that reference, it might be time to get your affairs in order.
Yes, Connor, that 70s show. Yes. That's where I heard it.
Yeah, okay. That's probably where I heard it then, too.
Because The Courtship of Eddie's Father was a show that was on in the late 60s and early 70s. And Eddie's father was Bill Bixby, a.k.a. the Hulk. And again, I have already just branded myself as an old earlier. Now I've confirmed it. I have confirmed it. I want you, when Carmen is here and Spiegs isn't here, you guys can go young. I prefer that you go young.
But no, that was a really good transition into the segment we're about to talk about.
It was perfect. It's perfect for that. Let's talk about the best friend that's the head coach and the quarterback of the team, because that's the whole point. The show works on multiple levels.
There it is.
And then Alex gets it, and that's why he's doing the job that he's doing. Watching these two guys, Carmen Vitale is sitting in for Spiegs, by the way. Watching these two guys grow their relationship is fascinating. You covered Ben in Detroit, and you were one of the people that were like, hey, if they get this guy, things could change rapidly. So what's gone into the relationship between Ben and Caleb to get them both to where they're at right now?
Well, it's interesting because it's not like it was all sunshine and rainbows from the very beginning with Jared Goff when Ben Johnson took over as OC in Detroit. That relationship took some work. It took working because the way that Ben Johnson wants you to play as his quarterback is that he wants you to see the game like he sees it. That helps everything. That helps the cohesiveness. And in turn, that way, that allows him to get to know you and how to call a game for you and this, that, the other. So the two of these guys, though, We talked about it a little bit earlier where like they're both psychos, like just compliment though.
Yes.
Compliment, right? Psychos, sickos. These are the adjectives I usually use.
Serial killer.
Like these are the adjectives I use to describe Ben Johnson. And clearly Caleb Williams has some of that too, where they, you know, you talk about just how competitive they are and how obsessed they are with doing a good job. And it's funny because both Caleb and DJ told us after the game that last throw, that play, the game winning score was not a play that was initially in the playbook when they started the season. That was something that went in the second day of practice the week before. And DJ tells us this in the locker room. And so by the time Caleb gets up to the podium, he obviously gets asked about this play and how it was only in there, you know, this week. And Caleb was like, yeah, you know, I was up in Ben's office watching film with him and we were watching back this practice and we saw that that worked. And so we made some tweaks to the play itself, but we decided that we felt comfortable like running it in a game after one rep in practice. And we've talked about how much Ben Johnson wants Caleb to get reps and reps and reps and reps. After one rep in practice, the second day of practice that week, they felt comfortable calling in a game because, but like what struck me about that was like, Caleb was like, yeah, I was in Ben's office watching film. And I was like, oh, okay. So this is for real. Like you guys have been putting in the work to develop this relationship, develop this camaraderie, develop this chemistry. And this doesn't work unless they do that. And, you know, there's been a couple of times where Caleb has mentioned that they spend one-on-one time together or that like they talk about, you know, he's introducing Ben to certain music or they're talking about their families or all this other stuff. So it's not just about the X's and O's when it comes to this quarterback head coach relationship. It's about understanding who each other is as a person and going from there, because otherwise it's just not going to be successful. And I really think that that's what I've appreciated about covering both of these guys now in Chicago is you just kind of see that this relationship is blossoming and you can see kind of some of the traits that Ben Johnson has that are coming out in Caleb Williams and kind of vice versa. The leadership, I talked about it on something this week where I was like the blossoming that Caleb Williams has done as a leader isn't by accident. And it's not by accident that it's happening now and it didn't happen last year. And I think a lot of it has to do with Ben Johnson.
I think that's a great point by you. This is what Ben had to say about that growing relationship that he has with Caleb.
From the outside looking in, it feels like your connection with Caleb has come a long way since the spring. What do you think allowed you guys to go from feeling each other out initially to then working and pulling in the same direction?
Well, I think it's we both have the same goals. You know, we both care deeply about this team. We care deeply about this city. And I care deeply about his success as well. He understands that now at this point. And you only get to that by spending a lot of time together. And that's been what we've been focusing on in the spring and all the way up until now. Every single day we're spending one-on-one time, quality time together to where we can be very transparent with each other. And I think what I've grown to love about him, and I hope he would echo the same thing, I think we're mentally very similar. We share a lot of the, you know, same competitive drive and you know, we think very much the same way in a lot of regards.
Did you think that was the case when you got here?
Caleb's, you know, a little eccentric off the field and...
Yeah, it's hard to tell, you know, without knowing a guy, but, you know, you certainly respect the type of player that he's always been. You know, he's always been a guy that... that likes to compete and go out there, and he loves football. And I think when you have common interests like that, I do think it brings people together.
And that's the first thing. Like that, the common interest inside of the football part is the most important part.
Right.
And then you can build off of that and see maybe where some things intersect. But there has to be a passion about playing the game, number one, and then playing the game with a serial killer mentality sometimes.
Yeah.
If you're going to connect with a coach like Ben Johnson.
Let me be 100% clear here. I want my coach to be a psycho. I want him to be an absolute sicko. I want him to eat, sleep, and breathe this team. I want him to be petty. Sorry, Lawrence.
Dog
I'm not over it.
Killer mentality.
That's right, Cap.
I want that. And I think that's what it takes to win in this league, because the talent level is just, it's all, you know, by the time you get to the NFL, everybody's talented, right? How do you set yourself apart? How do you create a winning culture, franchise, team? And it's all of the mental stuff. It's being mentally tough. It's having that attitude kind of permeate. And that's what Ben Johnson has done so beautifully and in so quickly. And I think a lot of that is because he's passed it on to Caleb Williams, who is a leader among his peers. And then that permeates from there. I mean, we keep talking about just the consistency with which Ben Johnson and the continuity that Ben Johnson has brought to Chicago in such a little amount of time, that it's that mentality. And I love it.
So let's flip this around. We've heard what Ben had to say about it. Now let's talk about what Caleb has to say about why Ben is the best coach in the world.
Yeah, you said Saturday night that Ben's the best
coach in the world.
Yep.
In what ways have you kind of really felt his impact from when you got here through your development?
Yeah, first, him as a leader, and that starts with himself and how he holds himself. And you can see that, you can feel that, you know, in the building, you know, throughout the weeks, throughout the months and things like that. You get, you know, he upholds himself to a standard. And then from there, he preaches, you know, what he preaches is what, you know, is how he goes about his day, how he goes about his business. And then, you know, what he's told us and how he's going to be, he's been just that. So he's been really consistent. And then from there, you get out into the football field and you know, all these details and all these, alignments or all these, you know, formations and motions and, you know, my reads and adjustments and checks and all these different things that he tells me or tells us, you know, we go out there and it, you know, it works. And then you start building that trust, that bond, and, you know, you start believing and really believing in what he's saying and what he's teaching us. And, you know, you go out there, you do, you know, you do your job, you do your part, you do your 1/11th, and, you know, we're rolling. That's mainly speaking for offense, but, you know, defense, that attitude, that mindset that he carries, you know, that's the attitude of the team.
The concept of the buy-in.
Yeah.
Is huge here.
And what sticks out to me about how Caleb Williams talks about Ben Johnson too, is the trust that they've built. And like that had to come first and foremost, because otherwise you're not going to believe in what he's telling you. That's just going to be empty words. You have to establish a level of trust. And I think Ben had a leg up on that coming in with the track record, essentially, that he did coming from Detroit, you know, having the league's top offense, most productive offense, the fun stuff, the way that he rewards his players by, you know, installing certain packages or plays for them and all that other stuff, where he came in with that track record, giving him a leg up, but he still had to, like, he couldn't just come in there and be like, well, look what I've done. And you should trust me because of what I've done. He also understood that he was going to have to individually gain every guy's trust in that building, starting with his quarterback, in order for any of this to resonate with them and for them to trust that he's leading them in the right direction. So when you talk about buy-in, it starts with trust. And that's something we've heard Caleb Williams talk about a lot, but not in the very beginning.
That's something that Caleb talked about. Here he is on how it took some time for these guys to get on that same page.
It took me a while. It took me, you know, throughout camp, at certain parts, you know, felt like our relationship was pretty fragile. Fragile at certain points from my perspective. It was like, geez, like this dude, you know. Doesn't seem like he likes me. He doesn't have to like me. You know, that's what you kind of realize. But at that point also, and to that extent, you start figuring out that that's just him, and he cares so much about the sport. He cares so much about us. He cares so much about winning. He cares, like I said, he cares about us as players. That you start figuring out him, and you understand that, you know, when you're on that 53, you know, that 53 by 120, it's, you know, that's his place. And so, you know, being able to go out there, you know, do our job exactly how we should and exactly how he teaches it. And then when you get off the field, he's, you know, he's one of the guys. He's a player's coach. He laughs and jokes with us. He's bumping us around and things like that. And so it's fun. It's enjoyable when we're off the field. It's fun and enjoyable when we're on the field. But it did take a little bit.
I can imagine that it took a little bit because, I mean, of one, like, Caleb having to let go of some of the experience of last year.
Yeah.
And being like, okay.
Nobody blames you if you got some trust issues.
100%, right? Like, right. Like you walk into this being like, well, it kind of told me that everything was going to be okay last year,
and
too.
It went spectacularly to pieces.
Yes. It was comically bad right, last year.
Right. So forgive me if I'm not super willing to jump on that train. But also, when you talk about the consistency of Ben Johnson, like, he's this guy 24/7. And if you don't know that it comes from a place of being obsessed with the game and from caring about his players and caring about the team and caring about preserving the integrity of the sport, I'm sure it comes off like, this guy's so intense. Why is he so intense? Does he hate me? Like, what is happening? And then you need to get to know him to realize that it's coming from a good place. And again, with all of that context built up with Caleb from last year being like, this is a lot right now. I need to, you know, take a beat and figure this out. And again, like I said, this is the same thing that happened in Detroit too, you know, and Jared Goff, like it didn't go well that first year under Dan Campbell. They went 3-13-1. And Jared Goff was also just traded from the Rams, despite the fact that, you know, a couple years later, he had gotten them to a Super Bowl. So, like, obviously, Jared Goff is coming into this relationship with some trust issues. So there's kind of a lot of parallels there that you see, like, all right, it's not that Ben is intense for no reason, or he's intense because he cares. But you don't know that from the very beginning. And so it took Caleb, and you can hear it in the way Caleb talks about Ben. And I really think, like, again, that trust thing has only come into play over the last couple of months. Caleb Williams wasn't talking about how much he trusts Ben Johnson before that, for the most part. I mean, he might have said it, but it rang hollow back then. And now I think you can tell he means it.
And then if you're Ben, you end up with a disciple.
Yeah.
You end up with someone who is, to take the religious metaphor further, that carries your gospel back to the rest of the locker room.
We talked about the telephone that you have to play.
Mm-hmm.
By the time this stuff trickles down to the players, it's gone through the coordinators, down through the position coaches, then it gets into the rooms, and then it's up to the players, though, and the leaders among the players to show you that they're bought into it, too.
And if it's your quarterback who is leading the charge
right.
in that arena, it puts you in such a great position once you get the quarterback, once you get that guy, like you're talking about with Tom Brady, like once you get that guy on board
yeah.
with what it is that you're doing, there are no questions about like leadership.
Right.
Right. Like, cause you're hearing similar messaging from the head coach through the quarterback to everyone else in the room. And the amount of credit that Ben Johnson will end up getting because he's holding the quarterback responsible and accountable
yeah.
for stuff. That he isn't just like, oh, no, that's no. Caleb's on a different, no.
No.
I, as a matter of fact,
he might be harder on the quarterback.
Correct.
Think about the intentionality, too, with which they chose captains this year, which was different from the last couple of years where it was ambiguous. There's like a rotating.
There was
like,
37 captains.
There was 37, like, and they weren't announced until and you're just like, this is so much to keep up with. How is anybody supposed to take charge in this locker room? Whereas this year it was like, these are our captains. Of course, our quarterback's a captain. Like it was, I'm going to instill Caleb Williams in this role and make sure that he feels secure in that role. And then I'm going to build him up so that he's ready for that role. And I'm not going to do it like necessarily nicely. I'm going to hold him accountable throughout the entire thing. And again, in the beginning, that can rub people the wrong way. But then when you show up as the same guy over and over and over again, and you're holding your quarterback accountable, but you're also holding the wide receivers accountable. How many times have we heard, you know, when Caleb has a bad game, it's like, well, our entire passing game isn't up to our standard. That whole thing where he was like, we're winning in spite of our passing game a few weeks ago, instead of because of it. He came back around. I thought it was unnecessary, but he came back around and said, I want to be clear. I'm not talking just about Caleb. I'm talking about I'm talking about the receivers. I'm talking about the entire passing game, the entire offense.
Talking about the protection, talking right. about yeah, all of those
all
things.
All of that. And he uses, like, his messaging through the media is also consistent too, which I think is a huge part of all of this, is that he uses the media very intentionally to talk to his team as well. And that it gives you, again, a trust that, like, what he's saying to you, if he's also saying that publicly, then he means it.
Let's take a break, because is today Festivus?
Today is Festivus.
Do you have some airing of grievances?
I got a lot of problems with you people, and you're going to hear about it.
Next on The Score.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now you're going to hear about it. You, Kroger, my son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
Why? You'll get yours in a minute. Kroger, you couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe. I lost my train of thought.
All right, so here we are on Festivus, and Carmen Vitale is here in the studio, and she's got a list of grievances she would like to share with people to start Festivus. Later on, she's going to do a fit of strength. And that's getting to whatever her and Dave are going to do later on tonight.
Fight traffic. That's going to be my fit.
That's going to be your fit of strength.
It'll also probably be another grievance.
That's true.
Actually, I have a traffic related grievance.
Go for
Can
it.
Can I go for it?
Yeah.
Okay. GPS has ruined our ability to miss our turn. The amount of times.
Oh, I'm with you on this one.
People just will Stop. Cross. Three lanes yes. of traffic because they were supposed to go right instead of left. I'm like, just miss your turn. Just miss your turn. You do not get to mess up my day. You do not get to cause an accident because you missed a turn. Guess what? The GPS will reroute you. It's actually easier than ever before to miss your turn.
There's another place you can turn.
I guarantee it.
You don't have to back up on the 55 on-ramp on Lakeshore Drive. I was going to say,
unless it's leaving Soldier Field after a game where they force everyone from a certain parking garage to go south. However.
I gave you the hack for that one.
Though. You did, which I will use. I left late enough, and it was like 1:30 in the morning by the time I left.
No, you can't do the Batcave. in, well, I mean, you could, but
no, not from that. You have to go south because, well, they direct traffic out of the parking garage we park in, and you have to go south on 55, and you can't.
But my hack for Carmen, and this is for anyone who would, who needs to go north on Lakeshore Drive but is getting pushed south, because I live south of Soldier Field, it's easy for me. Ideally, like, people would say, oh, just get on 31st, but no, people are coming out of that parking lot.
Yeah.
So I would say, if you're in a rush, get off at Oakwood or 39th, but I would actually tell you to take the extra minute and go to 47th Street,
yeah,
and turn around.
And turn around and go
and
that
it'll
way.
Be easier to get back on Lakeshore Drive going north.
But regardless, if you miss your turn, you miss your turn. I should not be held accountable for your poor navigation skills. That's not my problem.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. And my, I have a lot of, like, Lakeshore Drive is really my main road. Like, that's what, yeah, I take to kind of get from where I am to where I need to go. And my issue is an issue that I've had for forever. And I, if there is a mayoral candidate that will take up this cause, they will have my vote in perpetuity. We got to get rid of the light at Chicago. The turn lane at Chicago's got to go.
Yeah.
It's got to go. And the reason is what you're talking about. Because people think that they can turn on Chicago, they run up to the light in the second to left lane.
Right.
And then they just stop.
Yes.
Because they don't want to miss
it. And they back up that entire lane of traffic.
Correct. When it would probably be easier for them to just go to north and turn around and get to where it is that they want to go. But that, like, that's when I run for mayor, Alex, this
is
going to
be. I was going to say, why don't you just be the mayoral candidate, Lawrence?
Well, that would be on my platform.
You got
now.
My vote.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Like, yes. Mark Grody, I'm running out of words.
It's what happens, right? It's 4 hours. It's a lot. But yeah, that would be one of the things. Like, it's got to go. And I get it. That's a rich lobby. Like, the people who live over there and the people who need to access that, they make a lot of money and they probably have a lot of sway. But damn it, that turn from Lakeshore Drive left onto Chicago has got to go. It got to go.
I love it. I've got an NFL grievance.
Okay.
And this isn't necessarily, I mean, it is this year still, but I have never been more mad than, and in fact, my fiance waited to wake me up when this news broke, because we were living on the West Coast at the time, so you're a little behind and whatever, and you wake up. So I wasn't awake yet, and he was just like, I was just praying you were going to keep sleeping before you saw this. And I was like, what? He's like, well, you know how Christmas is on a Wednesday this year? And I'm like, yeah, we finally get to get, you know, we get off. No, we don't. The NFL is going to play games on Christmas.
Oh.
On a Wednesday.
Oh,
and
wait,
I was
Thursday,
like,
Thursday, right?
I mean, this year is a Thursday,
yes,
but this was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Wednesday was supposed to be the safe day. It was supposed to be the day that you can't. But then COVID happened, and then there were games played on like every day of the week.
That's true.
And they figured out that it's possible, if you do some advanced scheduling, to then put NFL games on Christmas. Not only one NFL game, though, multiple NFL games, which brings me to this year, where there are three games. It is on a Thursday, which is, you know, Thursday Night Football exists. That's fine. However, these games now suck. They are not good games. They don't mean anything. There's one playoff team, I think, among the six that are playing.
That's not good. Let me look. Real
quick. I would say it's Vikings Lions, which I guess the Lions technically could be a playoff team still, but it feels like their season's over.
Here's the matchups for Thursday, Christmas Day. Of course, the Cowboys. The Cowboys and the Commanders will play. They will kick things off.
Not playoff teams.
At noon. Lions and Vikings. Right now, not playoff teams.
Not playoff teams.
There is one playoff team that's playing on Christmas, but the other team is not. And I'm sure they didn't think this when they scheduled it. Broncos, Chiefs.
Yeah. Yeah.
No Patrick Mahomes for you. Merry Christmas.
So now we're going to play three games on Christmas. And none of them are going to be good, because you can't you can't possibly know when the schedule comes out if these games are actually going to be good, as we found out this year. But really, my grievance is that there's no safe day anymore.
That's over with. The NFL has decided that whether it's taking away from high school or college football, they don't care.
They don't care. They don't care if they're taking away from the NBA. They don't care about anything because they realize that they'll win.
They'll win. I wonder if the NFL and the NBA just at one point just says, let's punt. Like, let's take another day. Let's figure out another day to do this. Because the Christmas tradition goes back.
Well, whatever. The NFL's going to come for that, too, eventually.
That's true. Eventually, they'll be like, they'll just track you down.
You could take Boxing Day. You could take the 26th, because people are still usually off at that point. And still, the NFL would come for that, too.
They're like a movie monster, just tracking down the other leagues to ruin their day. I will say, Saturday's game looks great. Texans, Chargers.
Yeah.
Ravens, Packers. Ravens got to win. Packers kind of have to win too.
Yeah. No, I mean, and that's fine. You know, Saturdays have been, especially late in the season when college football is not, you know, they're in the playoff format and all this other stuff. That's fine. I realize that that's a lost cause. But when like Tuesdays and Wednesdays aren't even safe. And I won't even get into it. Like, I mean, I get it. Like, I work in the industry, so like, I have another layer to this where I'm like, I just want to see my family on Christmas. Is that too much to ask? When it's on like a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Well, since we're talking about scheduling, let me just add this in. Here is one of my things, and it has to do with the NFL eating everything. I think CFP games should be on Friday night. I think Friday should be their day. And I understand that you want windows for every one of your games that you're going to play. But last week, having Bama there as the Friday night game,
yeah,
that was pretty good.
That was great.
And the NFL still hasn't quite encroached on that yet.
Right. They have Black Friday, but they don't have actual Friday games quite yet.
And I think that that's something that CFP should look to do and just say, screw it. If we're going to do this, let's do double headers. One game starts at 6, the other game starts at 8, and whatever.
And have more than just Kirk Herbstreit call them. He doesn't have to do two games.
He's doing a lot. Like the amount of time that he spends on planes.
I like Kirk Herbstreit. I don't think he needs to be doing NFL. Because he's not. He doesn't have time.
He's not in it. And I'm with you. I think that he's gotten better from where he started from. I just think that it's hard.
100%.
When you are spending most of your time, and I get it. There'll be the people that will say football is football.
It's not the college game and the NFL game are very different.
They're very different, and you want people to have spent time in it a little bit more.
All of Kirk's insights for the NFL come from what he knows about that guy from college.
That is correct.
And I'm like, he's been in the league for 5 years.
He's a different guy than he was when he was at South Carolina.
Right. Like, he's not that dude anymore. And I need something about him last year. And and I don't blame him for it because he's doing so much. He's doing multiple college. He'll do two games on Saturdays and then turn around and do it again a couple of days later. I'm like, okay, just can we not?
Are there any more grievances that you have, Carmen Vitale?
I mean, I could go for days on grievances. You, it's your turn.
Well, the traffic one is a really good one for me. Like, that's kind of where I live, where you see some of the stuff, and you're like, come on, man. Like, we don't have to do all of this silly stuff at all. Let's see. I'm trying to think, do I have any real grievances? It's funny, because I'm actually in a fairly good place. So I don't have as many grievances as I ordinarily would.
All right. We can go back to like Pro Bowl voting and how that's just a popularity contest, except the fact that it affects your
paycheck.
Your paycheck. It can affect your Hall of Fame case.
Yes, it can. And Charles would never say this, but it's part of the reason that he's not in the Hall of Fame right now. Even though we hear his name every single
weekend.
Yep.
He changed the way that position is played.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not a case for the Hall of Fame, I don't know what is, especially not a popularity contest that the Pro Bowl has become.
I'm with you on that. Oh, you know what? I do have another sports grievance.
Okay. Let's hear it.
This grievance has to do with Diego Pavia. The quarterback from Vanderbilt.
Yep.
I am not a Heisman voter, okay? If the score ever gets a ballot, I would like it. But I'm not a Heisman voter. My grievance is not even with him being all swaggy and crazy. It's that he's like, screw all of the Heisman voters. And I'm like, sir, you finished second.
I was going to say, you had.
There were people who voted you first.
Right.
Hundreds of them.
I did not like the way that he handled that whatsoever.
He did not handle.
And like, it's not like, yeah, Fernando was not a unanimous top choice.
Yeah. And there were a lot of people who thought you were the guy.
Right.
And even you shouldn't say bleep the voters anyway, but
regardless,
to not understand that there were voters who were like, no, Diego,
and like,
you were the first choice for my Heisman ballot.
Can you also think beyond your immediate reaction to something where you are now facing down like a future in football that perhaps is now like
he's a borderline player to begin with because he's teeny tiny.
That's what I was. Yes, exactly.
But he's tough as nails. He's a bulldog of a player. But when you get to the scrutiny of, yeah, you were really impressive in what you did at New Mexico State and what you did to help rebuild Vanderbilt football.
Right, for sure.
Those questions at the combine are going to be rough, and I'm not sure he's ready for them.
No, because if this is how he reacts,
wait till they put you under the stress that teams put you under in those interviews. Moments.
And like even in front of the media at the podium. Depending on who's in your scrum, which there should be, you know, some hard hitters.
Alex, can't he go back one more year, though? Isn't there
a lawsuit out, right? I don't think it's been decided.
Yeah.
But there were a couple of players last year that did play under pending lawsuits, and they played their seventh year of eligibility. So who the hell knows
because what's going to happen. Because you need to let go of the COVID years.
Well, we're almost done with that. But, like, he would probably make more money going back to Vanderbilt than playing in the NFL, I would imagine. From NIL money alone, I think that he would probably make more. Being like, let's say, I'll be generous, and let's say that Diego Pavia is a fifth round pick next year. He probably makes more money as an NIL guy.
I was going to say, you get buried on a roster as a second or even third backup at that point. Yeah. Or be the face. And like, Vandy's in Nashville. Like you have a lot of opportunities in Nashville as far as endorsements and NIL. And again, a SEC program that has been rebuilt and is relevant again.
And he reaches a different demographic that usually college football doesn't. When you're a Spanish speaker, like Fernando is. Yeah. Fernando's what, Cuban, and Diego's family, I believe, is Mexican. It allows for there to be some NIL money from sources that you were never even thinking about. Like there are things that he could endorse. You're like, oh, okay, that's cool. Like if you want to do Spanish language stuff like that. So I think that it's probably best for him to go back to school if he can. And we'll see how the lawsuit happens. And I'm sure there'll be a camera on his mom and all the other stuff that goes along.
I was
going
to say, there's a whole lot.
There's a lot going on.
There's a whole lot
there. He has built a whole ecosystem now, and there's a lot there, no doubt about it. When we come back, we had to push Carmen's thoughts on holiday celebrations back because Charles Tillman came on the air and cussed. So when we come back, we will share some of that. It's totally 100% worth it. We will share some of those thoughts. Are there still any cookies left? I'm going to have one.
I was going to say, I think there's a couple left.
I think I'm going to have one.
All right.
More after this on the...
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Score. It's Blackhawks and Bulls season on Chicago Sports Network. Visit subscribe.chsn.com to sign up for your 7-day free trial for their all-access plan. Over 300 live games per year. Chicago Sports Network, your home stream advantage. Get it? Also, tonight here on The Score, the Bulls are in Cleveland to take on the Cavs. Pregame coverage begins at 6:15. Tip-off is at 6:30. On The Score on the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. Carmen, who is sitting in for Speaks, by the way, Clay Harbor, the Claymaker, will be in doing tomorrow's show with me. Yeah. Because you're hosting like 18 holiday parties.
No, I'm hosting, I'm hosting my family. But it is kind of involved for a Christmas Eve when you come from an Italian and Polish household. They both do the same thing because it's a very heavily Catholic thing where you don't eat meat. The Italians do the Feast of the Seven Fishes. Polish, they do, it's called Vigilia. And it is essentially like, I don't think they specify seven fishes, but it's all fish. So my fiance and I bought a home this year. So I am hosting. My parents are up from Florida and my brother and his girlfriend are here. So
wait, I have to make a slight correction. The Bulls are in Atlanta, not in Cleveland. There. I've said it.
There you are. You did it.
The Bulls are going to take on the Hawks on the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklift.
There you go.
Sorry, Carmen.
No, it's okay. We both had our grody moment.
Say words.
Anyway, so it means that I have to cook a bunch of stuff. And so
And you had to go get like a bunch of fish and shrimp and scallops.
I went a bunch of places. I discovered Dirk's, which is great. It's not too far from my house. Dirk's Seafood. But what I was doing, it all ties in because I got to Bears Packers early. Because I thought it was going to take me a while to get to the stadium, even though I don't live very far. But what I think I came to realize is that people were already tailgating. So it was a breeze to get to Soldier Field. And I'm sitting there with a couple hours to kill. And I opened up my planner and I'm like writing down a schedule of, all right, Sunday night, I need to do this. Monday morning, I need to do this. Monday afternoon, I need to do this. Monday evening, I have to do this. Tuesday morning, I have to do this. Tuesday afternoon, I have to do that. Like, I wrote out all of the things, and like next to it, I put like the whole menu that we have. So we have like the apps, and then the soup and salad course, and then the pasta course, and then the mains. We also.
Am I crazy, Alex? Does this sound like the place that you want to be at?
It does. How do you space this out?
Like,
do you have to like purge and then restart a new meal? Like, that sounds like a lot of food.
100%. We are going to midnight mass, so like it's going to be spread out over a long period of time. Although I did ask my fiance, I was like, "Do you think I could get everybody out of the house so I could like change everything over from like one to another?" And he's like, "No, Carmen, that's stupid. Like, it's all family. Just do it in real time. You don't need this grand reveal of like the app spread." And I was like, "Who says?" So I take a lot of pride in like what the spread looks like, and like I have a cocktail, like a batch cocktail I'm making, and we have a champagne toast, and I just want it to all look really pretty and like, you know, really like elevated and high end, because like when I grew up and I loved all of our big family gatherings growing up, but like, you know, the older generation, they had their view of like what you should eat, and it was like pickled herring and like fried smelts and like what, and you're just like, no, we're not. I'm not, no, like I'm bringing this into what I want to eat. So there's like, we have a caviar, like part of this, like that's one of the fish. Yeah. Like I want to make it stuff that I want to eat, like sea scallops. That's why I had to go to Dirk's, because I had to find sea scallops.
Big fan of scallops.
I make a linguine with clams that, you know, you have to get fresh clams, and those can't be frozen because they have to open while you're cooking them. Otherwise, you know, you throw them out and stuff like that. So there's a whole schedule and timeline to how this goes. So for anybody that puts this on, I feel you. I see you. I am you. But I love it. That's the thing is like,
I was going to say like, this seems like a ton of work. Do you get any enjoyment out of it?
I get so much enjoyment out of it because like, I come from a family where you show love by feeding people. You show love with food.
Which is why you show up here with cookies.
Which is why I show up here with cookies, because I love all of you. And I was already making cookies too, because, you know, everybody's coming over and stuff. So I'm like, well, I'm just going to make a double batch so I can bring some to you guys. But like, I couldn't love it more. And I know I look like a chicken with my head cut off in the kitchen, but I like my fiance said it to me. He's like, you know, you don't have to do all of this. Like, people want to help and whatever. And I was like, no.
Is Dave like at least the sous chef or?
Oh no. So Dave is from New Orleans, right? So part of the two of the fish are shrimp and crab, which are going in his seafood gumbo.
Oh, let's go.
So he's making seafood gumbo.
By the way, gumbo is the name of Matt Forte's horse.
That's so funny. One of my best friends, their dog's name is Gumbo. He's a pug. Very different from a horse.
Very.
But that makes sense because Matt's from Louisiana.
Correct.
I've gotten now to appreciate Louisiana culture now marrying someone who grew up in New Orleans. And so he's making that, and I'm super excited. We're having a very multicultural, like I'm doing the miso cod from Nobu. I've been marinating it for 2 days.
Why are you making these faces, Alex?
This sounds
amazing.
Amazing.
Yes.
Hard work.
Yeah.
Expensive. All of the above. Seafood gumbo.
How much are we paying? I have Carmen a cousin today.
That's what I'm saying. I have a cousin who talks about them making their seafood gumbo and told me how much it costs just to make that. That is an undertaking, Carmen.
We got the jumbo lump crab from Costco. We got the shrimp from Fair Costco. Enough. So like that really eat like. But like, shout out Dave, because Dave's the one paying for all.
Yeah, he is. Better with all that athletic money.
I love feeding people. I love feeding people. I love, you know, making people feel welcome. I love celebrating. And I'm so lucky that I don't ever always get to spend Christmas at home. So I'm taking advantage of spending Christmas at
home. Both of you, like, you probably spent a lot of nights traveling on Christmas Eve. And so I like that. I like that you're doing that. Man, this was a lot of fun today.
It was. I can't believe it's over.
I would highly recommend you go back on YouTube and watch the Charles interview.
Please do that.
You should also go back and watch the Matt Forte interview.
That was very informative, and he's lovely to talk to.
Yes, and the Matt Bowen interview. And
also lovely to talk to.
There's a lot of good stuff that came out of today's show, including Carmen being here and sharing her point of view on the league as someone that's covered it for a long time. So thanks to you for being here today. Thanks, and I'm glad that you are getting the reviews that you deserve from our audience, that they're like, we really like Carmen.
Thanks, guys.
Carmen is dope. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. For the whole crew today. Oh, no, not at all. You are. And I appreciate the whole crew today. Alex doing double duty. We appreciate that.
Shout out
that.
Alex, real MVP
he
of the
is.
Day.
He's got to deal with it tomorrow, which is going to be fun. Studs was here for a little while. Buterball was around. Ray was helping out. So it was a team effort.
It was
effort.
All hands on deck. And thank you to, like you said, Studs, Ray, and Tyler Buterball, Connor, everybody.
Max, like we appreciate everyone involved with today's show. So for Alex, for Studs, for Tyler Buterball, for Ray, for Connor, for Max, for my partner today, Carmen Vitale, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show the show every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock. Clay Harbor, a.k.a. the Clay Maker, is going to be with me tomorrow. We will have a good time. Enjoy the rest of your night. We got Bulls basketball against Atlanta coming up at 6:30. Pregame at 6:15 here on The Score.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.